Welcome to Casual News. Today in your handy casual recap, Sam Bankman-Fried had a bad month.
LastPass has been breached for the second time this year.
Twitter uses banhammer on Kanye West again. Round two, fight. After a collapse of FTX, Mr. Bankman-Fried denies that FTX deposits were being used to pay its affiliated cryptocurrency trading firm Alameda Research. He insists on a statement that he did not ever try to commit fraud and that he does not personally think he has any criminal liability for the firm's collapse. A year ago, his net worth was estimated to $26 billion. And after launching FTX, he became an influential political donor. He said Wednesday that he now has close to nothing left and is down to one working credit card with maybe $100,000 in that bank account.
Maybe.
I mean, the guy really needs friends. For more info about FTX fiasco, check our previous episode. Link is, of course, in the description.
LastPass hacked yet again. LastPass says unknown attackers breached its cloud storage using information stolen during a previous security incident from August 2022. We recently detected unusual activity within a third-party cloud storage service, which is currently shared by both LastPass and its affiliate, GoTo, the company said. It is also noted that customers' passwords have not been compromised and remain safely encrypted due to LastPass zero-knowledge structure.
And now Twitter's banhammer. West's ban, known as a permanent suspension of Kanye West on the social media platform Twitter, happened shortly after midnight on Friday, after West made an appearance on the Alex Jones show. The guy actually brought along neo-Nazi commentator Nick Fuentes, praised Nazis, and very explicitly said that he loved Adolf Hitler. Musk, who calls himself a free speech absolutist, tweeted it was fine for West to tweet unflattering photos of Musk shirtless, hey, check out the slides, but not okay to tweet the swastika. I tried my best. Despite that he again violated our rule against incitement to violence, account will be suspended, Musk said after West's suspension.
But it wasn't just the swastika that apparently upset Elon Musk, since West also shared texts between the two billionaires. Sorry, but you have gone too far, Elon Musk said. This is not love. Musk texted West according to screenshots posted by the rapper before his account was suspended. Gizmodo.com commented, Twitter's rules are obviously being selectively enforced right now, but there's one thing that will definitely get you banned. Pissing off Elon Musk.
Bum, bum, boom. Everybody, that's it for today. But before we wrap up, we have a special news bulletin or bonus news for you. Robert has been waiting for his new iPhone, for more than 1 month. Stock issues or just incompetent company importing phones to Slovenia? We'll pick up on that after he gets the phone. What do you think, Robert? March?
Next
April?
Week.
April.
Okay.
That's it, people. You know what to do. You have to
subscribe, like, and thank you for watching.
Ciao.